This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, it's a bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, Woody, thank you so much, man. Can't wait. Cannot wait. You talk about getting excited here before the long weekend or long few days off here that we have, just with everything going on. And having some teams playing for something here towards the end of the season. Canes, obviously, this big game for them. That six means absolutely nothing unless you win. Unless you win that six, all of a sudden you lose that game and you are going to disappear off that 12. You'll disappear in the top 50. You'll be in the top 20, but you won't be sniffing one of those 12 spots if you lose this game against Syracuse. You've got to win this game. Have to. And then the Miami Dolphins trying to get back to 6-6. I don't know, man. I think it's going to be a really good game. I do. I think it's going to be a really good game. And I know. I know they run the ball really well. I know they've got an 8-3 record, and we don't. I know it's not going to be easy. I know they haven't played well in cold weather. But, hey, man, if we're going to talk about playoffs and win a playoff game, part of the National Football League, it doesn't matter where you play, you're going to play some games in cold weather, especially when your division, the rest of your division, is in cold weather in the Northeast. And you're going to have to play up there like the Jets, last game of the season, up there. It's not going to be 70 degrees out. And Cleveland, the week before, it's not going to be. You're going to get them every year, man. Some years, you know, might be a little worse than others, but and this game is, it's going to be cold. So you can't, like, only thing you can do, you got to go out during the season and have the best record. Even if you lose a couple of games in the cold weather, that you play so well or go basically undefeated at home or lose one game, and then you get home field advantage throughout the playoffs, and everybody has to come to the Orange Bowl. That's what we did. And, hell, that wasn't guaranteed. We lost some playoff games there too. But, yeah, a lot easier road if you do it that way instead of this and, you know, trying to win games late to get the wild card position. So we've done the 8-3 thing. We've done the 9-3 thing. And now we're doing the 5-6 thing and playing big catch up with a chance. Now, I will tell you, this schedule down the stretch has nothing in common with that thing we had last year where we went Baltimore, we went Buffalo, and we went Kansas City to close it out. That wasn't exactly, although, you know, again, if you're good, even if you have injury, you have a chance, or you've got to win those games, and you didn't do it. Didn't do it. So, that's what you have going, man. I will say this again, this will be Mike McDaniel's biggest win of his very young coaching career. This is his third year here. This would be, and it's not even close. Under the circumstances of everything going on and this team 2-6 not too long ago, just a few weeks ago, this would by far be his biggest win, considering we haven't played great since he's been here in December. Actually, check that. We haven't played well for a long, long time. A lot longer than Mike McDaniel. We haven't been good to be in these situations. We haven't won a playoff game in 24 years. So this is a big one. Big one. And by the way, keep this team together and get it back to 6-6. And you got guys fighting and scratching and, you know, playing hard. I think we've all seen they haven't quit, whether you know, like the whole thing or not. And there's parts you can pick apart. Why didn't we have a backup quarterback ready to go? Very fair. All that stuff's very fair. If you like some of the guys they signed, it haven't worked out. Very fair. We got guys that are still injured or just coming back. Very fair. If those things have bothered you, I get it. But Mike has kept this thing together, whether you like his style or not. They play hard for him. And if he wins this game, he's back to 6-6, coming back home to play the Jets, where the Dolphins will be favored. But we'll see. And you know the schedule, man. We don't have to go through the schedule. I need to tell you about Cleveland and the Jets twice and Houston and the 49ers. You know the whole schedule. Some of you probably go to the Jets games and 49er games. I've been blown away on how popular this Jets game is when we get back home. Got a few extra days off, but yeah, everybody excited about the Jets.
You getting ticket requests?
Yes. That's what I go by.
Yeah.
Get a lot of that. Lots of people.
Are you fulfilling?
No. Sorry, I can't do anything. Sorry, can't do anything. Hey, no. Parking pass, I can't. Nope.
No parking either?
No, I don't want to be in that business. That business is hard to get into, man. You try to do it for my family or, you know, but it's really, really hard. It's just, you do it when you can, but.
Well, the thing is, people think you get free tickets.
Yeah, by the way, I don't get free tickets.
I know.
I do not get free tickets.
Well, they're free for the people you give them to because you pay for them.
You know, it's funny, a lot of times you get tickets and go, oh my God, I didn't even think to ask you because they're free, right? You go, no, they're not free, but that's fine.
You send people bills in the mail now?
No, you can't do that. I haven't done, yeah, it's, you know, oh, man, I thought it was kind of like, I hear like in baseball, yeah, they do get tickets in baseball. They do. You're right. They don't in the NFL. I think players get two. Most of the players, we got players that got their own suites now. We got a lot, we may have more than one, we may have a few players that have their own suite. Yeah. I know one guy does because he's real close. His family sits real close to where we are.
Mm-hmm.
Be a quarterback.
Got to be comfortable.
By the way, if you got a big family and they're all here and the money these guys are making now, good for them, man.
You think they get a discount?
I don't know. I don't know about any of that stuff. How would I know about any of that stuff? Discount. I don't know. All I know is, like you said, man, people like going to NFL football games. There's just Patriots thing.
The weather's nasty at these games. People still go.
Well,
it doesn't matter.
Right now, actually, the weather's great. Like
here it is, yeah.
Oh, you mean.
But I'm talking like Green Bay.
No, you're right.
I mean, you got to be a real fan to sit on a metal bleacher.
There won't be an empty seat in that place.
15-degree weather.
Cleveland the other night, they weren't even very good. And
someone said it's going to feel like 12 degrees. That's the feels-like temperature.
We're doing that feel-good thing, too?
So, I mean, either way, it's going to be cold, man. Like they said it's going to be 22 degrees, feels like 12. It's cold.
I know it's cold when Bo calls and says, hey, what do you think about me coming up to see you guys?
Hey, man, I don't want to hear Bo going soft after he ripped everyone for, you know, he rips the helmet things. He ripped the guys with the sliding mitts for baseball. Everything is soft to Bo. I don't want to hear him, you know, complaining. He better tough it out down there.
Did you catch it? Achan didn't have that.
I did, yes.
Apparently, he hadn't had it for a couple of games.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that works or not. I have no idea.
I just think it's so ugly that those guys
It is a little strange looking.
Nobody wants to wear anything, even a helmet that's just...
It's a little strange looking.
You know, and basically it's like, you had a concussion. and they're like, no, take it off. I don't want it. I don't want to hear about that. Hey, we'll hear from Mike Florio.
Bo was riled up about those things, though, man. Jeez.
Who?
Bo. He hated those things.
Hey, man, you know when we get older, we get a little feisty about things, man.
Good.
It's
well,
fine.
He better stand down there on the sideline the entire game in a T-shirt. Polo, whatever it is they give him.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to see like 70-year-old? You want to see tough guy? Well, you're a real
Everything's
tough guy.
Everything's soft. Why don't you show us how you are in the cold, man?
Oh no, his ass gonna be he.
Beat my ass.
I'll bet he and Mary went out today. He got a big fat ski jacket with a big fat sweater underneath. I'll bet he is loaded down, man, for the next game. Hey, Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk's going to join us coming up here. We'll talk to Mike. A lot of NFL stuff to get to. Right now, I want to talk to you about Baptist Health, South Florida. Oh, it sure is nice to have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country right here in our backyard. I tell everybody, well, we're going to go see this specialist in New York. Oh, you can do whatever you want, but doctors down here have been handpicked. They're pretty damn good what Baptist Health South Florida's put together. There's a reason Inter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU. They got a great program they do for the high schools in Dade County. Man, we got to get one for Broward County. I'm really fired up to help them, too, with these doctors donating their time on the weekends to come take care of athletes that have been hurt. They do it all, man. They really do. Some of the top specialists and best doctors in the business for the knee and shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, even Achilles, which has become a big problem for athletes recently. Hey, and we got three great facilities. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, been around for a long time. We've all had surgeries done down there. Hard Rock Stadium, right next to the where they practice. And, of course, 595 and Pine Island in Plantation. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. You'll be able to see those same doctors that work on million-dollar athletes every day.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, let's go right to him. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. It's, I don't know, you got to check in a couple of times a day, man, with Pro Football Talk. They got great stuff going all day. Mike Florio joins us. Mike, good morning. How you doing?
Dude, a couple of times a day. I got mouths to feed. I need more than a couple of times a day. Come on, man.
Hey, by the way, how you guys must have a breakdown. What's the average person? How many times clicks will they have a day to just that need a fix?
Well, I'll peel back the curtain more than you or anyone else cares. We changed our platform a year and a half ago, and the reporting isn't as robust as it was in the past, and I didn't know that when I agreed to change platforms. So I don't have that same level of granularity that maybe I had in the past, but we've done surveys in the past. I mean, a lot of people will come to the site and click and click and come back. And also, you know, you get an insight into the demographics and whatnot. So people there's a nucleus that are constantly checking for new stuff. And that's one of the reasons why we're constantly trying to put new stuff up.
Yeah. No, listen, Sussman, great, and you and I have been together, so I feel like I know you and Chris and the whole rest of the gang there. So, well, we might as well just get into the drama stuff besides all the great football, and what a weird week it was. We saw some crazy, crazy stuff happen, from throwing a play at the end of the game and nobody's around the receiver and he runs basically untouched. If it was two-hand touch, he would have scored, and then they missed the extra point. I mean, it was just the whole week was just nuts full of games. But let's go right into the New York disaster on both. And let's start with Daniel Jones. So everybody's got an opinion on what he should do. Go find the right team now. Or I saw Fitzpatrick said he should just sit out the rest of the year. What do you think Daniel Jones does here down the stretch with these games that are left?
I think it'd be foolish to sit out the rest of the year. The question is, when do you make your move? You can sit and monitor, and maybe a starter gets injured. Think about last year. Kirk Cousins blows out his Achilles. The Vikings had to mobilize in the final 2 days of the trading period to find anyone they could find. If Daniel Jones would have been available last year, they would have jumped on him. They wouldn't have had to give up anything to get him. They ended up trading for Josh Dobbs. So we don't know when or how or for how long the guy's going to be out if somebody does get injured, but there's always a chance the starting quarterback's going to blow an Achilles or tear an ACL or have some other season-ending injury. So there's strategic reason to wait. What we reported on Football Night in America is something I hadn't thought of, but one of the very real options for Jones is to join a practice squad of a team. Every team can have up to 16 extra guys beyond the 53-man roster. And then if you're on the practice squad, you can sign with any other team's active roster. So you join one team. You're practicing, you're around the game. The Giants are paying him $11.83 million minus whatever minimal amount he makes elsewhere. He's still making that $11.83 million. But then if somebody gets injured, he's in shape. He's ready to go. He can go sign with another team. And, yeah, he's going to have to learn a new offense, yada, yada. But being on a practice squad gives him that flexibility if and when somebody gets injured. And if I'm going to do that, I'm picking the practice squad of a team that is a true shortlist contender like the Lions. Right? A team that I know is going to make it and be there. Because, you know, I've heard teams mention, it's like, well, our team's not really a contender, and Daniel Jones isn't going to make him a contender. And, you know, if I'm going to go to another team, I want to be playing football and around football deep into January. So I think he'll do that unless there's some option out there that I'm not aware of, where he could play for a contender right away. But he's better than the backup, the number two guy, on most of the contenders. Right. And anybody who would say otherwise is just not being fair to Daniel Jones. The offensive line and other issues with the team is why it fell apart for him. He took them to the playoffs and won a playoff game 2 years ago.
So the other guy is a guy down here. We haven't heard anything from him. By the way, even when he played, he was pretty quiet with his social life when he was away from football. Ryan Tannehill. I look at that Vegas situation, and I know it's not great. It's not ideal for quarterbacks, but you surprised Ryan Tannehill hadn't come back? We haven't heard a word from the guy.
I'm not surprised because early on, I don't know who got injured. I think it was after the Jordan Love injury that we thought was going to be a lot worse than it was. He only missed two games. The video of the hit that he took that Friday night in Brazil to start the season, it looked like it was a lot worse than it was. I poked around some then, and I got the impression that it's a very high bar for him to come back. He wants to play. He wants to play for a contender. The money's got to be right. He doesn't need the money. He doesn't need the headache. And he's still possibly, you know, if you get a situation where the starting quarterback of a true contender goes down for the year and that team would say, we'll go Ryan Tannehill instead of next man up, then that could be the opening for Tannehill. But I think the longer we get into the season, the deeper it goes, the less likely it is we're going to see him. I don't think it's unlikely we'll see Jones. The question is, where and when does he initially come back, presumably on a practice squad?
We couldn't wait to find out what Aaron Rodgers was going to say on ESPN. And he says, man, I'm undecided for 2025, but wouldn't mind returning to the Jets if that's what I want. Were you surprised by his comments at all, or did you kind of expect that? I had no idea which way he was going to go.
Yeah, I didn't know what he was going to say either, and there was a lot of reporting last week about the future for him and the Jets. It started as the Jets, at going into last week, before Joe Douglas was fired, I said, hey, you know, Aaron Rodgers had said, I think I want to play next year. Well, there's no guarantee the Jets are going to bring him back. Robert Saleh's been fired. The GM might not be back. Then the GM gets fired. Then there's the reporting, which we confirmed, that Woody Johnson, the owner of the team, suggested benching Aaron Rodgers after the week 4 loss to the Denver Broncos. It's like they're not going to want him. And by the end of the week, the reporting from The Athletic was he wants to play in 2025, but not for the Jets. So he was primarily responding to that by saying that his first choice is to play for the Jets. But, Joe, I have to say this, and we talked about it on PFT Live. I'm writing it right now. I went back and listened very carefully. And remember, this is the guy who played word games over the COVID vaccine. And I don't want to talk about it, but number one, he keeps talking about it. And number two, it's relevant to this situation because he played a deliberate word game and forced a follow-up question that was never asked. If you listen to what he said yesterday, the context makes it clear that he's talking about the Jets. But on multiple occasions, he says New York, okay? And that's significant to me because there's a theory percolating around some league circles that he and Belichick are going to get together next year.
Wow.
And the only three places where that would happen, my assessment, because you're not going to go to Dallas, Dak Prescott. $60 million a year contract. They're not going to bench Dak Prescott or trade him or cut him. Can't go to Jacksonville, $55 million a year for Trevor Lawrence. The three teams are the Raiders, the Saints, and the Giants. And the Giants, that's the place that Belichick is most associated with other than the Patriots. And that's the place that people think he wants to go. And the other wrinkle is this. Belichick isn't tied to anyone right now. He could be talking to Aaron Rodgers any day he wants, as long as he wants. And he can be saying to Aaron Rodgers, when I come back next year, I want you as my quarterback. And I think I have a chance to come back to the Giants. Do you want to play for me with the Giants? He can do all that with no punishment, no penalty, no rule violation, because he's not connected to anyone right now. And somebody who knows the league very well said to me a week or so ago, he's tampering his ass off right now because it's not tampering. Coaching candidates, assistants, players. He can talk to anybody, anytime. And we had just written yesterday this possibility, and we had, you know, put the dots together that would take Rodgers and Belichick to the Giants. So that's why when he started saying New York yesterday, I thought, is this guy playing games again? I want to be in New York. My first choice is New York. I love living in New Jersey. Well, if you join the Giants, you don't have to move.
Yeah, I just, the only thing I'd say back at that is Belichick got a little tired of Tom Brady at a certain age and thought he was done, whether they wanted to keep him or not. It kind of felt like Tom was not feeling loved there. And I just wonder, it's about the same age that Aaron Rodgers is looking at. Hell, he wasn't as good as Tom Brady. So that'd be the only thing I'm not sure about. But by the way, he's got to get a quarterback, and I don't know, you know, he wants to win right now.
Here's the other side of it. Belichick was wrong about Brady, and this is a way to rectify it.
Yes, he was.
Hey, the guy still may have it at 41. And I think objectively, Rodgers a better passer than Brady. Brady far more accomplished. Rodgers a better passer. And Belichick has praised Rodgers in the past. Just a couple of weeks ago on the Let's Go podcast, he was praising Rodgers. And Rodgers has praised Belichick. And look, Belichick may have to modify his approach a little bit. Rodgers had better ditch the delicate genius routine because he's going to get called out in the meeting room if he screws up. But for a short-term effort, for Belichick to win as many games as possible in his pursuit of Don Shula, and for Rodgers to kind of reverse narratives and clean up the last couple of years, which have been disastrous. And when you think about what's going on with him and the Jets, it's the ultimate middle finger by him, by Belichick, who hates the Jets, and by John Mara, the owner of the Giants, to take Rodgers and put him with Belichick and accomplish with the Giants what the Jets weren't able to do.
Mm. All right, all right. Well, listen, I got a lot of other stuff. Fins, 5-6, 2 in the defense, been real good. They're 3-2 in their last. They played Buffalo tough and lost a tough one home to Arizona, but that last three have really put it together. You give them a chance to go up, and something they haven't done real well, play against really good teams in the cold late in the year. They haven't played well. Can 2 and the Dolphins have a chance to beat Green Bay tomorrow night?
I think it's possible, but look, Tua said it himself about busting narratives and turning those on their head. You have to do it. That shell game, sleight of hand, Globetrotters offense that they run, that's not going to have the same oomph in 25 degrees and if it's windy and it's wintertime. And it's not going to be as cold as it was in Kansas City, but all that timing stuff. And it's great to see the media develop an appreciation for the skill set that Tua has, because it's not like you can find somebody else to come in and do what he does with the no-look pass, the flip over the shoulder. They don't have anybody else on the roster who can do it. There's nobody else out there who can do it. He does it. It's a combination of skill and reps, and it's great and it's fun. I just don't think it travels. You know, defense and running game travel when it's cold. I don't think that kind of three-card money offense where you don't know where the ball is, I don't know that that's going to work at Lambeau Field. But, hey, it's the best game of Thanksgiving by far. It's a low bar when you consider the others. But Dolphins at the Packers, with those wins by Miami, that makes for a great game. And the Packers, at 8-3, I think they're better than 8-3. Their three losses have come to teams that have a combined 5 losses.
Yeah, wow.
The Eagles, the Lions, and the Vikings.
Yeah, that's pretty strong. Hey, Baker Mayfield, this is a weird one. Just when you think, well, nothing else, and we'd heard about this before, Baker Mayfield suing his father and the firm for he and his wife for $12 million. Am I basically hearing that Baker's father stole $12 million from his kid? That's just a weird one. We've heard a lot of family issues, but my God, Mike, where's this rank for you?
Well, I don't know if it's stole. And here's what happened. It was August of 2023 that Baker Mayfield and his wife, Emily, filed a petition seeking information about the whereabouts of $12 million they had invested with companies tied to his father. Okay, so we didn't know. Nobody knew. This is the way you find out. You use the legal process to try to get to the bottom of it. There was a settlement agreement that was reached that required these companies to pay back $11.7 million. And there was a $250,000 payment due in late September. These are all based on allegations in the new lawsuit. The payment wasn't made. The companies weren't being responsive. So they're filing a lawsuit not to prove that there was any type of wrongdoing, malfeasance, misappropriation. They're just arguing, we have an agreement to settle the claim. And under the agreement, you're supposed to pay $11.7 million. That's as easy as it gets, Joe. You got one exhibit. Here it is, the contract. Here's the signatures. Done. Boom. Over. Bang the gavel. Pay their money. My bigger concern is when it's time to go get the money, they're not going to find enough money from these companies to pay. We'll see. But it's sad to think. And, you know, I know it's ultimate first world problems, and most people are struggling to get by, and, like, all these NFL athletes are making all this money. First of all, not nearly as many of them are as multimillionaires as people think. But for the ones who are, what do you do with that money? Who do you trust it to?
Yeah.
Where do you put it? Do you dig a hole in your backyard? Do you stuff it in your mattress? And if you can't trust family with it, who can you trust with it? It really is sad. But the broader issue here is you got guys with a ton of money, and you got a lot of hyenas out there that are going to try to get their claws in and take a little here and a little there, and they're never going to notice. They got so much, they're never going to notice.
Yeah, wow, we've seen it for sure. Hey, I leave you with this, the 33rd team. The firm founded and operated by former Jets GM, of course, also with the Miami Dolphins. Mike Tannenbaum and Rick Spielman will help in the process for Woody Johnson to find a new GM and head coach in their consulting services. What'd you think of that? I'm just curious. Everybody's been all over the board. Mike, of course, was there, was let go, that he's now going to be back helping the owner.
My immediate reaction was, what the F dash dash K question mark? I mean, It's odd to me that it was a big splash. Shefty tweets it out. Like, what about discretion? What about being low key? And I don't know what the 33rd team really does, but to the extent that it's a media company, the idea that one of the NFL teams is paying you for your services to help them hire a GM and a coach, that strips away any objectivity that they would have. And Woody Johnson is already accused of listening too much to the media when he makes his decisions. I guess you're going to be accused of doing it. You might as well go ahead and do it. Hire a media company to tell you who to hire. I guess I wouldn't say no to the check if it came my way. But what makes it even weirder, Joe, it's run by the guy he fired. I can't help but wonder whether or not this is laying the foundation for a return to the glory days of 2010, 2011, where Tannenbaum was the GM and Rex Ryan was the head coach.
Where they sit next to each other on the ESPN shows. I was thinking the same thing. That was going to be the second part of, like, Rex, who's made it pretty clear he'd love to come back. He's got, you know, unfinished business with the Jets, and I know what this thing takes. And by the way, Rex Ryan's become a lot more likable on that show, you know, getting after it, and we get good laughs and everything else. But, man, Mike, that's
he
a crazy one.
He came over the top last week about wanting to go back to the Jets, and somebody told me last week after they fired Douglas, you watch Woody O'Hara, Rex, because there's not going to be anybody else who would be regarded as a can't miss. Not that Rex is a can't miss, but, you know, like, Ben Johnson's not going to go there. Ben Johnson's going to go somewhere else. What's happened with Woody Johnson and the Jets the past year, I think, makes it clear that anyone who has options is going to opt to go somewhere else. Rex doesn't have those options, and he'd love to come back and coach the Jets. And I won't be surprised if at the end of the day, that's who Mike Tannenbaum recommends that Woody Johnson hires to be the next head coach.
Mm. Mike, thank you, man. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, pal.
Mike, all right, Mike Flora from Pro Football Talk joining us here this morning. A lot of crazy stuff, man. A lot of really crazy stuff. Hey, I want to tell you one more time this morning. I think it's pretty important for anybody that's been injured at work in an automobile accident or anything else, and you're looking for a law firm. There's a lot of choices, but there's only one: Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. Yep. The partners of Cohen and Judah, injury law firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation. Yes. The same partners who handle your case from start to finish, more than 30 years of experience each, big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results, small enough just to call you back. They happen to put a lot of importance on being able to communicate with their clients. And if you're not getting that right now, and you just feel like you're another number or your case is not real important where you are, maybe you need Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. Now, I know what you're thinking. Like, oh, even Harvey and Gary are going to have another attorney that's going to handle mine. No, they're not. That's not true. When you walk in, you'll see Harvey Cohen, Gary Judah, and their staff, and you're going to find out that Harvey or Gary or both are going to take care of your case, and you're in good hands. Once that happens, you're in good hands because those guys get after it. Go to CohenandJudah.com. Read the reviews. Partners who you can always reach, always get a hold of. If you're not getting that where you are right now or you're looking around right now, make sure you put Cohen and Judah on that final list. Go to CohenandJudah.com, 866-FAIR-FEE. And remember, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work. You hire them to do. All right, Woody, welcome back, everybody. Woody, I hate doing these games, trying to figure out who's going to win these games. Good God, man.
That's you got to do it, bro. I mean, people got to bet.
So what do we have? We have, help me out, we got three games, I know, tomorrow.
12:30.
We have one or two on Friday.
Well, let's start on Thursday. You got 12:30 on CBS. You got the Lions hosting the Bears. Detroit is favored by 10 points.
Oh.
Total 48.5. I'm guessing the Lions are going to try to humiliate them.
Yes.
Lions, by the way, remember, I told you they've lost 10 in a row or something on Thanksgiving?
Oh, man.
My guess is they are going to try to humiliate
these
guys.
They go after it, man.
So big spread doesn't worry me.
Damn, they're 10-1 already. Good God.
Because they will pour it on at the end. They won't take their foot off the gas.
No. Yeah, 10's not enough. I'm with you. 10's not enough.
Cowboys and Giants. This is borderline unwatchable here, Joe. 4:30 on Fox.
Dallas gets ratings no matter what. People watch Cowboys.
If I was going to skip a game, like, I'm not going to watch from 12:30 to in the morning to 12 at night. right? Like, that's kind of a lot. This would be the one to skip. This is like when you get a little fresh air with the family.
this is the one where, hey, let's go ahead and have dinner at 4:30.
Want to hear something crazy? The Cowboys are 0-5 at home.
Want to
hear something
crazy.
Even crazier? You know how they have this, like, tickets start at thing on the ESPN site?
Yeah.
Tickets as low as $28, it says.
Oh, boy.
To go see the Cowboys.
It is really
weird. That's usually a tough ticket.
They are so bad and so poorly put together.
They really are.
Jerry Jones is just in denial of everything. All right, what else do you have? I like in
don't
this.
Even pick that game.
I'm
who
not.
Cares?
Okay, good.
Raiders and Chiefs are on Friday. You do have that on Friday. That is at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday. Kansas City's favored by 12. Total 42.5.
Vegas is just, listen, they lost another quarterback who was decent against us.
Gardner Minshew. I don't know who's starting for them, but I don't like the Chiefs in this one. It's in Kansas City. I don't know, man. The Chiefs just don't seem to blow these teams out.
Kansas City's going to get after them.
They damn near almost lost to Carolina last week.
Vegas got to be close to. They played hard against.
Trying to talk you out of taking the Chiefs.
No,
big
number.
That's a big number.
Take Kansas City. I know Mahomes after the game said, we got to start putting teams away, man. This winning by a field goal is getting old. So I think they listen to Mahomes. They get a 14-17 point win this week.
All right, let me run you through Sunday slate here, Joe. You got Falcons and Chargers. These are the 1 o'clock games. This is a good game here, by the way. In Atlanta, Chargers are favored by 2.5. LA is getting to that point where they got to start winning these games. It's a tough one, though.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Chargers, though.
Okay, got you on that one. The Bengals are just about out of this thing at 4-7. They're going to host the Steelers at 8-3. Cincinnati is favored by 3 points. Total of 48.5. High number.
Oh, I'm going to go Pittsburgh.
Right?
Yeah.
Although that number is very odd.
Cincinnati doesn't have a problem scoring points.
They have a problem winning games.
They haven't been able to stop too many people.
Let's see here, Joe. Let's go to the Vikings and the Cardinals. Minnesota is favored by 3.5. This game is in Minneapolis. Vikings at 9-2, Cards at 6-5, total 45.5.
Oh, I'm going Minnesota.
Colts and Patriots from Foxborough. Indy favored by 2.5, total 42.5.
Yeah, I'm going to go Colts.
Jets and Seahawks. There's some bad games. Seattle favored by 2 in
Where is
Jersey.
That game?
Jersey, Total 41.5.
I don't think it matters. I saw the Seahawks against 49ers look pretty good. I'm going to take
Seattle,
Seahawks.
Right? Yeah, definitely. Commanders and Titans. Commanders all of a sudden at 7-5. They're favored by 5.5. It's a home game for the Commanders. The Titans, I know they got a win last week. They're not very good.
Yeah, I'll go Commanders. I started to say Redskins. Commanders.
You're not supposed to say that.
I know.
Very, very frowned upon. Jaguars and Texans from Jacksonville. I assume Jacksonville is throwing in the towel by now. Texans, though, it's 7-5. They need to win.
Yeah. They got
favored by 5, total 43.
What's going on with Stroud? You know what? You said something, and I thought you were crazy. You got some things that, you know, remember you said Stroud
some
might have
conspiracies
this sophomore
pan out.
You're right.
The sophomore
slump. Everybody's now going, how good is C.J. Stroud?
He's
what
good.
What happened to him?
He's good. They just, you know, sometimes it happens with these rookies. All right.
Second year is just difficult.
Here. Yeah, sometimes. They get the film, all the good stuff. 4:05 games. Saints hosting the Rams. L.A. is favored by 2.5, total 49.5.
I got to go with my boy Riz and the Saints to win this game.
Another dog crap game here. Panthers hosting the Bucks. Tampa Bay is favored by 5.5, total 46.5.
Baker Mayfield so pissed at his old man, he just plays his butt off.
The good one
that's
at
a weird
425.
Damn,
this should be one heck of a game.
What is it?
The Ravens hosting the Eagles. Baltimore -3, total 51.5. They're expecting some points. You know that ticket's as low as that I was telling about, right? Tickets as low as $311. Just to get in for that one.
Boy, that's a hell of a game. That's a physical.
I feel like Baltimore and Philly are close together, no? Like in location.
Those are the top two running backs playing against each other.
Yeah. Saquon is like an MVP candidate now, apparently.
I'm going to take the Ravens at home.
Okay.
Boy, I didn't really sell myself on that, except I just think Lamar's overall better quarterback than Jalen Hurts.
8:20 on the Peacock. You got the Bills. And the 49ers, Buffalo trying to clinch the division, I think, with a win here, right? Bills favored by 7, total 44.5.
Saying the weather might just be at a level the 49ers have not seen. I'm going to go Buffalo.
All right.
I'm going with Mr. Advantage. Weatherproof.
Fair enough. All right, Joe. Big one coming up tomorrow, 8:20.
Yeah.
NBC and the Peacock.
What's the spread, bro?
Green Bay favored by 3.5, total 46.5. Weather, cold. Dolphins need it. What do you got?
Well, you know, we're going to go ahead and surprise the world. Wow. We are going to cover that 3.5. And I think just might win this game.
I had a feeling you were going to say that.
I know.
With that being said, I just can't bet that game because it's just too.
And I know. I know one team runs for 150 and one doesn't. One struggled the last 3 weeks running the ball, but man, they are just. They're talking. Hey, listen, maybe they're just talking a good game. They just seem like. All right, let's see what happens. I like the Dolphins. We'll see.
Boy, you're struggling through that one. And then, if you don't mind,
myself a little bit, yeah.
If you don't mind, Joe, we have a game on Saturday at 3:30 from Syracuse, New York. Something called the JMA Wireless Dome. I don't know what that is. Miami is favored by 11 points for the Hurricanes. If they win, they get in to the ACC championship game.
I like them to win, but I hate 11 points. Because they don't beat anybody. Well, they don't beat these. This one of the best teams they're going to play.
They covered last week.
But I, so I know. They did.
Shout out Don Bailey Jr. wherever you are out there.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right on that. But
now these games are going to be close. Now they covered.
I think everybody's missing on this. They're going to throw it all over on each other. They are. I think the Canes are going to run for 200 yards. I think the Canes are going to run for 200 yards against the Syracuse front seven.
I hope so, man. I really hope we come in on Monday with a couple of wins.
Yeah.
The Canes thing would be a great story.
We need it, man. Yeah. We need it. We haven't even gotten into December. We need this. We need a couple of big wins with teams that start with Miami. Two football teams for sure. No, I'm with you on that. Boy. If not, oh, boy. Oh, boy. That's why I stay positive out there, man, and have a great Thanksgiving, Woody. Have a good
you
one, man.
You too, man.
I'm going to be with my
Enjoy
boys.
Green Bay.
I'm
going to
be with my
be
boys,
awesome.
Most likely in a bar. Hopefully not cheeseburgers and french fries. Hopefully a little something better in the little town we're going to be in. Hey, everybody, have a great Thanksgiving out there, and we will see you again on Monday morning.